Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight, and I realise you're probably maybe driving around, maybe at work, listening to this, thinking it's a normal Wednesday night. Nothing out of the ordinary happening this evening.
Well, how wrong could you be?
That's right. There is history that is going to be made on this radio show this very evening, Zach. Within the next half hour, popcorn will not be the same ever again.
How can you make popcorn now?
Yep.
You can make it on the stovetop.
Yep.
Maybe you have a popcorn machine.
Sure.
Maybe you do it in the microwave. Can you think of any others?
Maybe.
Well, up until this evening, no.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. That's really the complete list of your options. But we think we've come up with another way.
Yeah.
Might I add, a much more fun way,
yes.
A much more flamboyant way,
yep.
And I reckon a much more efficient way to make popcorn. Will it work?
If you have popcorn kernels in your house,
yes.
And party poppers, and that's it.
Yep.
It's an empty house,
mm.
Just two items,
yeah.
And you think, well, I can't have any popcorn then.
Yeah.
It is possible that you may be wrong.
Now, we have a lot to get through, Zach. We have a lot to organise, a lot to get going for this history to happen. After this, up next, what we need to do is, I guess, get a gauge of where people are at with this, how people are feeling about this history-making popcorn moment on the radio.
Up next, we need to answer the question, can a party popper pop popcorn?
Right. Across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Now, we potentially stand on the fringe of history here, Zach. Is that a phrase, fringe of history? Not sure.
History doesn't have a fringe. History is trialling out a new haircut and is a little sensitive about it, actually, so don't draw attention to it.
Here's what happened last week on the show. In one of the segments where you go through my Google search history, Zach, I had searched whether or not you could put other things in a party popper. And some of the things I'd spoken about were glitter and confetti. Maybe you could put them in for a more spectacular party popping experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you said this,
I think glitter and confetti isn't that different.
Well,
you'd have to put something like a single piece of popcorn in there or a Cheeto.
Oh, could you?
I think that would work.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
If you put in an unpopped piece of popcorn.
No, that wouldn't work.
Well, hold on a second.
We can try.
If you pop it, would that pop the piece of popcorn?
No. But let's try it next week.
I reckon it would.
Tonight on the show. We put that to the test. Can you put a single kernel of popcorn inside a party popper, pull the string, and will a popped, edible piece of popcorn come out?
Now,
that is the question.
Up to this point in time, if you've wanted popcorn, you needed a microwave, maybe a popcorn maker, maybe a stovetop. If this works,
it's a new way of making it.
You'll never need that again. You can have popcorn when you go away camping. Just take a heap of party poppers with you.
Well, you can already do that.
What do you mean?
Or you could just do it in a stove on the fire. But
okay, you can go when you go camping in a fire bed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
See, if
it does work, you are only making one kernel at a time. Very annoying if you're watching the movies.
Well, that's true. I mean, if it works, we could try with more. We'll try with one initially.
Yeah.
But we could put 5 or 6 kernels in there.
In all seriousness, Dom thinks this will work.
I know.
He's not joking.
Why do you say that like it's such an...
Because I don't think it will work.
Why wouldn't it work?
It won't get hot enough. It won't get anywhere near hot
enough. No, but there's like gunpowder in these, aren't there?
Well, there's something that makes them pop, but it won't be strong enough to make a popcorn kernel pop. I'm willing to do it and test it.
I think
it
will.
I don't think it will work.
Because I reckon, what is it, about 2 minutes in the microwave for a popcorn to pop?
Yeah.
I reckon the equivalent force of the explosion of a party popper is equatable to that 2 minutes in a microwave.
Yeah.
I reckon...
I think basic physics might disagree, but...
but it might shock the popcorn kernel into popping. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it might not... Maybe normally it needs to heat up over time, but it might be kind of a shock to the system.
Yeah.
And it might pop.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of like a surprise party.
Yeah. And could you imagine surprise parties if this works? Forget putting streamers in your party poppers.
Mm, this is actually good because confetti... Mm.
Yeah.
What is it? There's nothing. You just have to throw it out.
That's it.
But if in party poppers in the future,
they
have popcorn coming out, I mean, it's a party and you get to eat what comes out.
Well, that's it. I mean, and imagine you're walking into your party, you just open your mouth as they pop the poppers. Catch them as they go.
Now, 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
I'm skeptical.
Mm.
Dom's 100% on board.
Yeah.
We want to get a gauge of what people think.
Yep.
If you put popcorn kernels in a party popper and pull the string, Will popcorn come out?
Now, it might be worth clarifying at this stage, I didn't do science after grade 10 at high school. I dropped science at the end of grade 10.
I think people are picking that up. you describe the microwaves versus party popper theory.
You're not talking to a scientific expert here. However, it does sound good, doesn't it? It just in your head, it just works.
13, 10, 60, what do you think? Can you pop popcorn in a party popper?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Let's go. Party popping in the house tonight. Everybody just have some popcorn.
The question we're asking on 13, 10, 60, can you pop popcorn in a party popper? If we put a kernel of popcorn inside a party popper and pulled the string, would popcorn come out?
Yes.
Dom thinks yes.
I think it will.
I'm skeptical.
Why? I still don't understand where your skepticism comes from.
Because it won't get hot enough.
No, but
it has to get really hot for that kernel to pop. And I don't think inside a plastic party popper that will work.
Well, we are going to try it in the next 15 minutes. We have asked for just a gauge of what people are thinking. We have Mick on 13, 10, 60. What are your thoughts on this one, Mick?
Forget about year 10 science, mate. You better go back to preschool because it ain't going to work.
Okay.
You think they cover this in preschool, Mick?
Oh, they would have. Common sense would have been covered anyway.
Do you know which scientific theory says this won't work, or you just generally it doesn't fit with science?
You need longer heat, mate. You can't just have a quick split-second flash. You can't get a cigarette lighter and put it on the kernel and think it's going to pop.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mick sounds annoyed, I'll be honest.
That's true, though. What he's saying is just because there's heat doesn't mean that instantly going to be transferred.
If I threw a kernel of popcorn into the sun, how long until it pops? Instant, right?
But what do you mean you threw it into the sun? At what distance are you throwing a kernel
like
into the sun?
Like 10 metres away.
Okay, but... How are you there?
I'm in a heat-proof suit. I haven't sorted this through already. We'll do that next week on the show.
No, it'd just incinerate, I imagine, instantaneously.
My point is, different levels of heat and explosive force might do it.
In Victoria on 13, 10, 60, what do you think?
Dom, darling, I appreciate your efforts of science, but this one you've failed on completely.
Well, can you tell me why, Sarah? And on what theory have I failed?
Well, you've got to have extreme heat, not even for a long time. But yeah, your theory of the sun would do it instantly. The fact that you can't get that close to the sun is what's going to destroy you. But the heat that comes out of a 1,000-watt microwave is intense enough to do it. But it's going to be myth-busted, but I love your enthusiasm, honey. Yeah.
Well, we got to give it a go.
That's it. And I got to say, I'm still not sure. No one's speaking against my theory of shocking the popcorn kernel. That it might shock the nervous system of the popcorn kernel.
Yeah, well,
when
the popcorn
explodes.
Isn't alive.
Well, no, but it's nature, so it might work. I don't know, Zach. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I feel like the way that Sarah was calling you honey, and it was really like a motherly figure talking you down. Like, you know, it was a good effort in that test, but we can't win everyone.
Well, okay, I'm hoping we can get some support here. Monica on 13, 10, 60, do you think this might work?
No, it won't work.
On what grounds?
Because you need heat.
Yeah, we're hearing this over and over again. There won't be enough heat.
Yeah, but no.
When you do pop a party popper, there is a bit of smoke that comes out.
Yeah.
There is some heat generated.
There's an explosive force.
But I believe it won't be enough heat.
Maybe, though. Maybe it's the explosive that just pops out of its shell.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I think there's a fair chance this might work.
But you just
Zach.
People keep saying there's not enough heat, and you keep saying, I think there is enough heat. No one's really giving any details.
Hang on, I think we have an anonymous call on 13, 10, 60 who is saying that if I have this correct, that you've done this?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, okay. And did it work?
It did work.
Oh, I don't believe this for a second.
Okay, all
right. Anonymous, you're saying, and I imagine you need to stay anonymous because if Big Popcorn gets a hold of you, they can really take you down. Now, you're saying you put popcorn kernels in a party popper and pulled the string and popcorn came out.
Yes, I did.
How long ago? Tell us about it.
It was about a year ago.
Yep.
Me and my mates went to the party shop. We bought a whole heap of them because we were having a party that night.
Yep.
Had a whole heap of leftover popcorn kernels in the cupboard, so we thought we'd give it a go. copped them in.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this.
No. Anonymous sounds legitimate. I think this is great. And how many did you pop? Did you just do the one or did you do a heap?
Only one popped, but we packed in about four or five.
Oh, okay. So what they've done is they've put four or five into the one popper and one of them swapped.
The law of averages.
Should we try that?
Yeah.
Should we try to put a few in and see if we can get one to pop?
Yeah.
Because if that's what's worked there. Now, I know we might have had people just call up and all these scientific theories of why it won't work.
Yeah.
But we have anecdotal evidence that it did now, Zach.
Mm.
That must get you excited.
That last call reminded me a little bit of a alien encounter. How someone said they got probed and taken up to the ship. Okay. But... It's not to say that that might not have happened.
All right, well, go and get the party poppers. Go and get the kernel, Zach. It's time we put this together. We might make history very shortly.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Let's go. Party poppers in the house tonight. Everybody just has some popcorn.
We are answering the question, if you fill a party popper with popcorn, will it pop?
Yeah.
When you pull the string, will popcorn come out?
You put the kernel in unpopped. With the act of one string pull, will it do the job? I think it absolutely will. I am adamant, and we have just put it to the phone, Zach.
Yeah.
We had anecdotal support that it has worked before.
We are going to get the definitive answer in the next couple of minutes. We did put the question up on our Instagram, Dom. Yeah. You can go there by searching Collective Noun. Katashi says, the probability of popping feels painfully impossible.
Okay.
But I'm going to stay tuned. See, I think a lot of people are in that boat. They're like, I'm going to say 99.9% no.
That was an attempted alliteration, wasn't it? That's what that was?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What do you mean attempted? It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I didn't mean to be insulting.
I think people are like 99% sure that it won't, but they're like, just in case it does, I just want to see if it works or not.
If it works, and we will be doing this within the next 10 minutes, so do not leave your car, do not leave the radio.
Yeah.
Because if this works... I mean, it's the next step of popcorn, but it's also probably the biggest news story of 2018.
Cam says, no, it won't work, and if it does, I will buy Dom 15 2-litre chocolate milks from Woolworths.
Okay, well, now the stakes have
That's a pretty big prize for you.
Okay. Any others? What, generally, any supporting? Any supporting, or are they all negative?
Well, this probably sums it up pretty well. Photo Jolie says, I'm an engineer. This will not work.
Okay. All right. Well, stay tuned then, because I'm adamant it will. I don't care what people say.
Against all odds, we might be inventing a new way to make popcorn. Up next.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, last week a question was asked on air.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
If you put in an unpopped piece of popcorn.
No, that wouldn't work.
Well, hold on a second.
We can try.
If you pop it, would that pop the piece of popcorn?
No. But that let's try it next week.
I reckon it would.
Could you put a piece of popcorn kernel in a party popper? When you pulled the string, would popcorn come out? Tonight, Dom.
Yes.
10,000 years after corn was first grown domestically. 5,000 years after we have record of the first corn kernels. Tonight, on the 8th of August, 2018, a new corn is born. The nation said it wouldn't work.
No, it won't work.
You need longer heat, mate. You can't just have a quick split-second flash.
This one you've failed on completely.
Sure, there are people against it, Dom. But remember, it is always darkest before the corn.
Did you write that before this? That was pretty good.
We stand here.
Okay.
On the edge of greatness. We have taken the confetti out of a party popper and filled it with corn kernels.
So how...
When Dom pulls the string, will popcorn come flying out, thus inventing a new way to make popcorn?
I have the party popper in my hands. Zach, how many kernels are in here?
There are three. That's Do you want to shake it up against the microphone?
That is three chances at glory. If just one of them pops... We've changed the world tonight. I have some celebration music and some sad music. That will let us know how we've gone.
Okay.
Are you ready? Can you count me in?
Nation, count with me. We'll do a countdown from five. Five.
Come on.
Four.
History.
Three. Two. One.
Hang on.
Where's the... What's happening? Where's the...
Well, what's happened is that I don't know how we assembled the popper, but it hasn't popped.
Nothing, but I heard a pop.
It didn't really pop. It didn't really pop.
But what do you mean it didn't really pop?
Well, I don't know, Zach.
Pull down this music.
You want me to pull that
down?
I pulled it down. Do you want to go again?
Did you hear my speech I
had
prepared?
I heard your speech. I'm just saying, who assembled the party popper with the kernels in it?
That was me.
It
was you. But what do you mean?
I think somewhere along the line, what's
okay,
happened
hang,
there...
Hang on. Okay, we've got a spaceship heading to the moon.
Yes.
This is not a time for the control room to start fighting.
I think somebody who assembled the party popper, Zach...
Do you want me to do another one?
Do another one, because I think what you've done
Would
there...
Would you like to do one yourself?
Yeah, let's do that, because I think
what's
happened...
It's like parachuting. You want to do your own parachute. You want to make sure that you've done everything correct. Okay, well, I'll pass you over.
Please do.
Popper.
Please do.
I'll give you some of these kernels.
What I think's happened there...
You do it the way you want to do it.
I will. All right, here we go. We'll have a proper go at this. If this doesn't work, we'll call it off. Okay, do you want to do a speech again, or is that all you got in you?
I'll give you another countdown.
Another countdown?
But
all
I'm
right,
only
hang
going from three this time.
Well, I don't get the full five?
You've been penalised 2 seconds.
Okay, well, this one doesn't even work. Hang on a sec. Here we go. All right, putting the kernels in there. Here we go. Putting 4 in this time just to give us one extra shot at glory.
I think you're just... I don't think it's working like that. I think you should just hit 1.
Here we go. Just 1? Okay. All right, I'll just put 1 in there. Hang on. Here we go. I'm putting the bottom seal of the party popper back in there. Come on.
False alarm, everyone. False alarm. But we're back
That's fine. That's
we're
fine.
We're back on.
Let's make this work. Okay. No, we're not quite there yet. This is much harder than it looks. I'm now good to go. Count me in.
3, 2, 1!
What did we get? What did we get?
Dom's holding a single kernel of popcorn that he just picked off the ground. Unpopped. Just like literally everybody said would happen. Everybody on the phone lines, everybody on Instagram, everyone in this studio except Dom thought that putting unpopped popcorn kernels in a party popper and pulling the string would create popcorn. He was wrong.
We had that one caller who said it would work.
The first time. Yeah. Instead of facing the stark reality, Dom lashed out at those around him, blaming the way that I put together the party popper. Blaming Michael, our producer, for not getting the right party poppers. But ultimately, it was Dom's idea that was flawed.
That's a pretty good speech as well that you had there, just off the back. I'm ashamed, I'm embarrassed, I'm mostly disappointed. I mean, this would have made news headlines all around the country tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for wasting everyone's night. That's about 45 minutes we've spent on this. I deeply apologise if you've sat in a car the whole time thinking this sounds great.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I don't think you need to apologise because ultimately I don't think you had anyone convinced.
On this,
I don't think anyone thought it was going to work.
For anyone keeping score, it is Science 1, Dom 0.
That's not the score between you and Science, by the way, over your lifetime. It's Science 3,568, Dom 0, yet to score.
Science wins this round, but I say this to the scientists of the world. I will be back. It is only a matter of time until I defeat you.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, there's no two ways about it. You're listening to a deflated radio show this evening.
Yes, Dom's dream of popping popcorn in a party popper has been extinguished.
Well,
he's refusing to say no. He's coming over to the party poppers on this side of the desk.
Yes.
I said, enough, man. Come on. Well, don't flog a dead horse. It's done.
Through the song there, I have tried numerous times to put an unpopped kernel in another party popper and pop it again.
And
tried
that's not the problem.
One.
Just trying more and more, it won't change the result.
You know what I think the problem was? I think I got the wrong party poppers. I think I might have, maybe they have different brands of explosiveness and I got the lower one. That must be it.
I don't think so. I just think your idea had zero scientific basis.
Yeah.
Everyone said it wouldn't work and it didn't work.
It's a shame. I'm not, look, I'm deflated, but I'm not defeated. That's the slogan tonight.
We must push on.
We must.
And we will.
We must, Zach. And look, coming up in the next 10 minutes, I know that one of the big talking points around the country has been around Pink having to cancel and reschedule a lot of her shows. I can tell you that on the show tonight, I have a Pink exclusive.
Really?
That nobody else has.
Okay.
It's massive. This might make news.com.au's front page tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, that's what you said about the party pop.
Yeah, I know. Well, forget that that didn't work. I mean, I realise it started to come Boy Who Cried Wolf, but this one, trust me, this will work.
Boy Who Cried, I'm going to be on news.com tomorrow.
Yeah, well, that's coming up next.
We'll get there in the next 10 minutes. Right now, though, it is time for the least accurate wrap-up of the day's news.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Tom Cruise is still playing Pokemon Go.
Sometimes I'll go in the middle of the night and walk around. You know, just put a baseball cap on and go.
Also, Katy Perry was asked how many times she's been to McDonald's.
Twice today already. And we're not even at dinner, so...
And Donald Trump revealed how many teaspoons of sugar he has in his coffee.
I say 4, and I say there's no reason we shouldn't be able to get at some point to 5 and above.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Right around Australia, it's Collective Noun Late Nights with Zach and Dom, and it's shout-out time.
In the radio industry, thousands of people request an on-air shout-out every week. These shout-outs are carefully considered before just one is granted. This is Collective Noun's Shout-Out Courtroom.
Before we get into the Shout-Out Courtroom, where we do pick our one shout-out for the week, I would like to make an apology.
Yes.
It's shout-out time will not be said again on this radio program.
Yeah, look,
that was the first and last time Dom is going to say that.
Insider news, though, Zach, for the Shout-Out Courtroom this week, I got a new gavel. Have a listen to it.
That sounds exactly the same.
It does sound the same, doesn't it?
Is it a different gavel?
No, it's a different gavel.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade, but it just sounds the same. Okay. Looks different, though.
There's an old radio law that we can only give out one shout-out per week. This is our opportunity to do it. So 13 10 60, if you'd like to give a shout-out. Let's enter the courtroom, Dom. And
all
let's
right.
Welcome Eborn in Melbourne. Eborn, who would you like to give a shout-out to?
I would like to give a shout-out to my biggest, sexiest man, Tom Richard, for getting his license this week. Awesomeness.
Okay,
hang on. I need to get those descriptors.
Yeah.
The biggest. Also, was it sexiest? Is that right?
Biggest,
sexiest.
Sexiest and handsome. Hang on. Yep. I feel like there's a couple redundant, but that's okay. They're slightly different, sexy and handsome, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, I think they cover different territories. I mean, that's massive for Richard that he won all three of those categories.
Yep.
I mean, that's impressive.
Sorry, Richard was it? I just need to write this down in the official documents.
Biggest, sexiest, handsome Richard who just got his license this week.
That's going to help us when we have a line of Richards.
That's it.
To pick out which one we're referring to.
All right, we'll take a CD board and we will process your application. As we welcome in Gabrielle on 13 10 60. What would you like a shout out for this evening?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm just on my way to Melbourne Uni to go line up for Commerce Ball tickets.
Yep.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the people lining up right now in the cold.
Okay.
Gabrielle, sorry, we will need to put you up on that. You're not giving a shout out to them at the moment. You are applying for a shout out. So we can't guarantee that everyone in line to get the ball tickets will get a shout out.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to cover that. So Gabrielle, what's the deal? So there's limited supply. A lot of people miss out of these tickets.
Yeah, simple economics. You know, supply and demand. There's a very high demand and only limited supply.
Yeah.
Simple economics stuff.
Yeah, so everyone's just sort of camping out, lining up, hoping to get their hands on the tickets.
And what's the uni again?
It's Melbourne Uni Commerce Ball.
It's the hottest ticket in town, by the sounds of it. And look, you know,
it's basic economics done.
They're basic economics. And it would be great, you know, if all the people who are lining up for that could have a shout out to warm them up. Yep. Obviously we can't guarantee anything there. We have one more applicant, Diana, on 13 10 60. Diana, what would you like a shout out for this evening?
I'd like to shout out for my friend that just opened his own pizza shop.
Okay.
That's exciting. What's the pizza shop called, Diana?
It's called Victoria's Pizza and Beyond.
Okay, great. And
what's the beyond part?
There's way too much.
There's too much pizza.
Yeah, there's so much. Okay, what?
It's like one of those car yards. We've got too many pizzas and they have to go. Pizza's flying out the door.
That does sound exactly like what you want from a pizza shop. And where can people find Victorian pizza and is it
Victoria's? Victoria's Pizza, like Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Pizza and Beyond. Where is it located?
It's in Melton, Victoria.
In Victoria, okay. And have you had a pizza there yet, Diana?
I have. I've even made some. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, are you an employee?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the for people who are dropping by, Diana, what's the best pizza on the menu?
The Victoria's Special.
Victoria special.
Is all your right. friend Victoria?
No, I wish.
Oh.
there's a lot going
there's
on
There's a lot
there.
Going on.
And I don't
there's
really know.
There's a lot
know
going on. We can't bog down there for too long.
No, we can't.
We can't guarantee all these people are going to get a shout-out done, but let's adjourn. We have Ebon wanting to give a shout-out to Richard, the biggest, sexiest, and the most handsome person on the planet for getting his license today. Gabrielle wanted to give a shout-out of everyone lining up for the uni, the Melbourne Uni Commerce Ball ticks. Mm. Just simple economics. And Diana wanted to give a shout out to her friend Victoria's Pizza and Beyond in Melbourne.
And obviously, Zach, when you and I want pizza in Melbourne, we don't go anywhere but Victoria's Pizza in Melton.
Yep. I sometimes like to go beyond.
Yeah, you sometimes like to go beyond.
You don't.
And I mean, of course, if there is another...
You like to stay on this side of Victoria's Pizza.
We should also mention, if there's another pizza company that might be sponsoring the station in Melbourne, we love to go there as well.
Yeah. There's enough pizza to go around.
There's enough pizza to go around.
Do you know what, Tom? I think there was a clear applicant this week.
Yep.
That is close to both of our hearts.
Okay, all right. Well, I will pass this over to you, Zach, to make it official.
This is an officially sanctioned and verified shout-out on behalf of Collective Noun, extended on this occasion to
Victoria's Pizza and Beyond!
The reason for this shout-out, as commissioned in a scheduled sitting of the shout-out courtroom, is
Victoria's Pizza isn't just going to do what you ask them to do. They'll go beyond!
This concludes all official shout-out courtroom business.
Congratulations, Diana. Good news for the pizza shop.
Thank you.
Not a problem. All right.
Get a large vegetarian ready for me. I'm coming down.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I was like, one of the biggest news stories in the country the past few days has been Pink having to cancel a bunch of her Australian tour dates and reschedule them due to being ill. Now, I have a little bit of an exclusive insight into this Pink story that I haven't heard anywhere else.
You've never had an exclusive insight into a pop culture story before.
No, I haven't. Well, I mean, I've told you off the show that on Friday of last week, I was in Byron Bay in New South Wales and saw Pink from a distance, from about 50 metres away. Now, you told me, why didn't you say that on the show?
I thought, we do a show... On the radio, FM radio, we play Pink songs and you casually drop that you walked past Pink and you didn't think of saying that on the radio.
Well, because apparently that was a big story that she was in Byron instead of in Sydney where she was meant to perform.
Yeah.
And I saw her.
She was taking some sick leave.
Yeah. And I saw Pink and just kind of said, well, you and I were making coffees one night. I saw Pink on Friday.
I think you got your priorities wrong on what you're bringing to the show.
Hey, I am of the firm opinion that everything I brought to the show this week has been riveting.
Yeah. I mean, if you see Pink, you mention that.
Okay. All right. You reckon I could drop my gear about trying to get into the drive-ins for free for Pink?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll get that in mind next time. Here's the escalation in the story. So we know that Pink, I believe it's some sort of gastro bug that she's been sick with.
Yeah, right? She's been sick. She had to cancel some shows.
Yes.
She tried to get better at Byron Bay out of the eyes of the public. Mm. Dom saw her there, though.
Yep. Now,
unfortunately, so did the paparazzi.
Here's the update, Zach. I am not sick yet, but I think I might be getting sick.
You've got Pink's.
I have a theory. Yeah. I think... I've caught Pink's bug from Pink.
Yeah.
Now, normally you'd be, I'm not sure. Normally you'd be really bummed if you're coming down with that sort of an illness.
Yeah.
But if I've caught it from Pink, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's
the hierarchy of selfies, autographs, illnesses, where does a bug come in?
I reckon it's pretty big news that this bug that's made her cancel a bunch of shows, I could have caught off her. That's pretty big. Now, I'll give you the circumstances. I reckon I got within 30 metres of her on Friday.
Too far.
But, hold on, it was a very windy day.
No.
So, I know.
Oh, okay, jeez. We're really getting a solid 45 minutes of the Dom Fay approach to science here. Firstly, we spent the first half of the show you trying to pop popcorn in a party popper.
Sure.
You thought that would work. Now you think that you could get sick at a distance of 30 metres.
Yeah.
If someone coughs, you have to be pretty close to them for it to get on you.
I understand in normal conditions you do, but if it's very windy, perhaps the wind carried it straight
but it'll
to me.
Disperse.
And I would hazard a guess. I mean, my memory's a bit fuzzy, but I think I was standing directly downstream the wind of Pink. So I reckon anything she coughed or whatever would have come straight at me.
Did you hear her cough?
I didn't see that necessarily. It's also possible that she was, you know, maybe she put her hand on a railing I put my hand on earlier.
Yeah.
There are some interactions we could have had throughout the day.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go out and say I'm going to have to reschedule the show for the next week or anything like that at this stage. However...
But also, the other big problem is you're obviously not sick. Well, like, I'm talking to you now. I do know that.
I'm not sick yet.
You don't look sick.
Yeah.
Your skin is completely, has full colour. You don't have a temperature. You're not coughing.
Gee,
you
stop
don't
complimenting
sound,
me.
You don't sound croaky.
Yeah.
You don't have a runny nose. You are showing no signs of illness.
Yet. How long does it take for this sort of a bug to set into your
I think pretty quick.
Pretty quick?
Didn't you see her like almost a week ago?
Yeah, it's a week ago in like 24 hours. Or just a bit over that. You reckon I'm not sick from Pink's bug? Because I was really thinking that might get me free tickets to her show or something.
What, you made me sick.
If I sent a message to Pink, hey, I reckon I was near you at Byron on Friday. I reckon I caught the bug.
Yeah.
Can I come to the show for free as an apology? Yeah. I thought that might get me in. No. You don't think it will?
No.
Okay. Damn it. Well, then I'm probably not sick, to be honest.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We had disappointment earlier this evening. Dom, you thought that putting popcorn kernels in a party popper and pulling the string would mean that fully cooked popcorn would fly out of the other end.
Yeah, now, we had a lot of people call up and tell me I was an idiot. I stayed consistent in my belief. We tried it. It did not work. Now, I am still gutted. That was about an hour ago, and I have not recovered yet.
That was a silly idea. It definitely didn't work. However, out in the hallways with the leftover party poppers, I have been working on a variation of that idea, okay. A variation that I can guarantee you I have got to work, right. A variation that I have witnessed myself to actually work.
I'm interested, but this feels like, you know... After I've just come out of a bad relationship, I'm not getting my hopes up early. You're going to have to give me more than that to get me on board.
Okay, well, I'll demonstrate what I mean.
Sure.
Have a look at this party popper that I have in front of you.
Yep. Yep.
I have cleared out the confetti.
Sure.
So it's just an open cavity, but still with the string to pull. Now, in my other hand, I have a packet of Cheetos.
Okay.
Cheese and bacon balls. I get one of those Cheetos...
Yeah.
And I put them into the end of the party popper.
Sure.
I now have got the party popper loaded with a Cheeto.
Okay.
Now, Dom, look what happens when I pull this string. 3, 2, 1. The Cheeto goes flying across the room at quite a fast speed.
That was pretty cool.
You thought that was cool?
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Did you see how fast that went across the room?
That was pretty bloody cool. That was amazing. That was like a projectile. Like, that wasn't like it limped across the room. Like, that shot across the room.
Here's my idea. Before midnight tonight,
yeah.
If we go out in the hallway with some party poppers loaded with these new Cheetos, could you fire one down the hallway and I catch one in my mouth? We fire a Cheeto out of a party popper into my mouth at a distance of approximately 10 metres.
Can we keep the confetti in to make it look more spectacular?
I think that will take away from the distance that the Cheeto will get.
Sorry, fair call. Let's do this. You know what? We might not have made it to the moon tonight when we launched this lunar mission.
But we've gone into orbit.
We've gone into orbit. And if we can pull this off tonight, if I can fire with a party popper a Cheeto that you catch in your mouth.
Yes.
Do you know what? I don't care about the moon anymore.
Hmm.
We've gone to Mars instead. It's even better.
We've taken a right-hand turn.
That's it.
And we like where we've ended up.
All right, well, let's get the preparations in place. We'll do that before the end of the show tonight.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We have just discovered that if you take the confetti out of a party popper and instead put a Cheeto in there, in this instance, a cheese and bacon Cheeto, and then pull the string, you can fire that Cheeto a distance of approximately 6 metres. So at the moment, I'm out in the hallway. Dom, you've just come out of the studio into the hallway to join me.
That's right.
What we're about to attempt is Dom... shooting a cheese and bacon Cheeto out of a party popper, and I'm going to try to catch it into my mouth.
Now, we did some testing down the hallway a bit earlier. These fire quickly. They fire at force.
I maybe should be wearing some goggles.
That's what I was thinking.
We don't have any, so what are we going
to
do?
If the company's listening to this, we did fill out a risk assessment.
Yep. If the company's listening, we're faking it.
Yeah.
If you're watching on Instagram, you'll be able to tell that it's real. Let's get this going, Dom. Let's get this going. We've got a couple of party poppers here. I'm hoping that we get it first go.
All right. Do you want me to fire as a direction straight at your mouth? Or
No. I want an arch.
You want an arch?
Yeah, that way that I can get underneath it a little bit. Okay, so let's count me in. Count me in.
Here comes the first Cheeto ball fired with a party popper.
No. Aim a bit this way. What are you doing? Your aim's way off.
My aim's dead on, Zach.
Okay, here we go.
I won't miss. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
Oh! I caught it in my hand. It wasn't far enough, Dom.
No, that wasn't
It wasn't
bad.
Far
wasn't
enough.
Bad.
I'm going to move a step forward.
All right. We're getting closer to that. Okay. I reckon we can do this.
I think we can do it. I miss it up in the lights a little bit. An outfielder in cricket getting confused under the lights.
We have three more chances to get this.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1. Oh, it's gone to left. Oh my God.
It hit the edge of my mouth and came out. I can taste cheese and bacon on my tongue, Dom.
But that was so close. What's just happened
that
there?
That was so close.
Zach has come close to pulling off catch of the century, but it's just fallen out of his hands.
I don't know if I can do it again.
If we went to the slow-mo replay, then there was definitely lip contact there, but you didn't quite secure it.
I can taste the cheese and bacon on my tongue. Okay, I got some flavouring.
Come on, Zach. Let's finish strong. We can do this. We've got two more shots if we need them. There we go. You ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Come on. Was that over the head?
Sort of my head. I didn't see it at all.
Oh, my gosh.
What we need is a backboard. Once it goes up in the air, I can't see the Cheeto.
Well, we've got one more go here. We have one more of these.
Here, move over a little bit. See that white wall behind you?
Yeah.
If you shoot it from the edge a little bit more, I will be able to...
You'll be able to have a
backup. I'll be able to see it against the white.
Okay, this is our last chance.
And shoot it from around your chest. You've got a black shirt on. I'll be able to see it out of the barrel.
Are you good here?
Yeah.
You ready?
I got it.
Our last chance.
I got this one!
3, 2, 1. Come on! Oh, no!
Off the rim again!
Okay, what's happened there?
Off the lip again!
It floated in the air.
Oh, no.
It floated in the air. Zach had so much time. He saw it. Too much time, really. The hesitation came in.
It got big on me. Okay, look.
I mean, I'll be honest, we could stay here all night. Apologies to...
And I'm planning to.
To Danny Lakey
up next. I'm planning to.
We could be here till 12:30 trying this.
Wakey Wakey with Danny Lakey is up next.
It is.
Tune into that. But while you're listening, head to Instagram because we are staying here until we catch one of these in our mouth.
If need be, Zach, we will go to a servo and buy more party poppers. We're going to stay here all night till we get it. Search for Collective Noun on Instagram right now. We are currently live there. And we're going to keep trying this until we get one. That is all we've got time for on the radio show tonight. Though, if you do want to hear the full show back, you can get it on iTunes. Search for Collective Noun. You can get the podcast there. We will see you tomorrow night at 10 p.m. or on Instagram right now as we try to finally get this in Zach's mouth.
Bye!
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Well, we picked things up 25 minutes after the end of the show tonight. Zach, it is 12:30 here at the radio station.
If you want to see what happened in the last 20 minutes, the live stream probably will still be on Instagram for the next 24 hours, however long the stories keep it up for. But...
if you've noticed,
spoiler alert,
yeah.
If you don't want to know what happened in that live stream, go check it out now. Hit pause.
Yes. Can I just say, before you say what did happen, you might notice Zach's voice has worsened considerably since a minute ago in the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Last 20 minutes, I've lost my voice.
There was some yelling, there was some celebrating, there was some screaming. Long story short, spoiler, we didn't get it.
We didn't get it.
We fired
we had
a lot.
10, I think we had 11 or 12.
Something like that.
I feel like we turned on each other too soon.
There was some infighting. There certainly was.
There was some accusations that other people could do it better. Dom attempted one. It didn't go well.
Well, yes, you fired it over the
cubicles. Yeah, but you also had no idea where it was, did you?
No, I didn't.
So you understood how hard it was to pick that Cheeto.
The issue was
it's very difficult to pick the Cheeto flying through the air. Yep. We got close on two occasions, maybe three. Yep. I got one in my hand. One bounced off my face. They just dart around in the air so much. I did just say on the live stream that tomorrow we will be attempting one out in the car park. I'm thinking, though, the wind in the car park could be an issue.
That could be a problem, actually. And also, you might not see us very well.
No, we'll be on better cameras there.
Okay, we can sort that out.
So that will be
all right.
Fine.
Well, look, we'll find a venue. We'll sort that out in the next day. But what we're thinking is around about 9 p.m., probably tonight when you're hearing this, Thursday night, we're going to go live on Collective Noun's Facebook page.
And we're going to try to catch a Cheeto in my mouth, shot out of a party popper that Dom's going to shoot.
Yeah. Now, we start on air at 10 p.m. The show starts at 10 p.m.
We might have to push that back if we haven't done it.
You think we'll call the show before us, Ash London?
It would be such a disappointing live stream. I mean, that one that people just tuned into then for that 20 minutes, that was disappointing. We got so close. I'm disappointed. Well, you can hear it in my voice, my raspy voice.
Can I just say, there's been a history of Collective Noun live streams. I'll be honest, mostly my fault, where we've made bold claims and messed up.
Yeah.
The most recent one being that I could identify Skittles blindfolded, the flavour of Skittles.
That one was actually shocking.
I got like 8 in and messed it up. Now, that wasn't great. We can't have another repeat of this tomorrow night, Zach. Tomorrow night, we need to be flawless. We need to get this Cheeto.
I can get it. It bounced out 3 times. If we can just get that consistently.
Yeah.
I can't see it. I'm seeing it at such a last minute.
Okay.
I have to dart my head to it.
Sure.
But if I can see it come out of the barrel and go into the air, I can do it.
All right. Well, I want you to go home and practice, but also rest up.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, 9 p.m., we will be on Facebook live streaming this Cheeto catching. And is your commitment to every listener right now that you'll get it?
Yes. You'll 100%, but I don't know why you're putting this on me. You're half the fight. You got to give me a consistent throw,
a
consistent shot out of the barrel.
It's going to be a sweet moment when we get there. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.